T-H. What does that spell? Death, 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 death.
It is trifecta time here on the Hardline. This is our chance to remember those who have recently passed away by taking a moment to consider how much they mattered and whether they have the credentials to gain a room in a three-bedroom apartment in the sky. And we have one underway, don't we, Deej?
Yep, we started room 407 last week with President Jimmy Carter.
All right.
And we have Donovan.
You better believe it.
We are damn to the damn right. Fresh off a little mini nap for Donnie.
That's good.
Well, that's good.
Well, Donovan, today is a special day as we try to induct one Ricky Nelson Henley, otherwise known as Ricky Henderson.
And much like Rick Goslin's presentation for, was it Emmett Smith or Troy Aikman? Now I'm not remembering it right, but he just went up there and said,
yeah, it was Emmett, wasn't it?
He's Emmett Smith.
Yeah.
And then he goes and sits down.
Ricky's that way. Ricky was born in the back seat of his family's Oldsmobile.
Whoa.
Dave, on Christmas morning, just like your baby, in 1958.
My baby wasn't born in an Oldsmobile, though.
Oh. It'd be cooler if he was.
Conceived in an Oldsmobile.
Right. The fact that you had an Oldsmobile. When he was two, his parents broke up and they moved to California. She married a man with the last name Henderson and they settled in Oakland, oddly enough. And he was then Ricky Henderson, the football player. He grew up playing football and really didn't get into baseball. And these stories are so crazy thinking about it now. Like,
yeah.
Imagine right now, one of the top 25 baseball players of all time having an origin story in his sport of didn't really start playing till high school. Like, it's crazy, but he played because his counselor, apparently, at his school in Oakland called him into the office knowing he was a really good football player, and they said, if we don't add one more player to our baseball team, we're not going to be able to play this year. And as he says, she offered me a quarter. Meaning a quarter, a quarter for every hit, run, stolen base, a quarter each. And he said, then I'm about to make some money. One game he made $5.25, all added up. And he played football. He wanted to play D1 football. He was a receiver.
That was like the first NIL.
Yeah.
Okay, I thought she paid him off to get out of football because she thought it was so dangerous and that sort of thing.
Well, that may have been it too, but okay. the mom wanted him out.
Yeah.
So he ends up choosing baseball because mama doesn't want to get him hurt. And then he gets spotted because, you know, he's Ricky Henderson. And I think that Ricky Henderson, when he was drafted by, was it Chicago? I can't remember. Maybe it was the A's. But
yes,
he didn't spend hardly any time in the minor leagues for a kid. A couple of years, he stole a bunch of bases, and they were like, why don't you come on up here and play? And instantly, he's Ricky Henderson. And the only thing different from young Ricky Henderson than mature Ricky Henderson was his physique. Because when his first contract was up, he was told that he wasn't driving the ball very far. And he thought, well, okay, I can change that. And so he starts working out like a madman. And my image of Ricky Henderson is a fire hydrant. Huge tree trunk legs, tiny waist, huge shoulders, biceps, all that. Like, he looked like a bodybuilder, a 5'9 little bodybuilder out there.
Well, he was unbelievable in so many ways, and Joe Posnanski wrote about him and said, here are the three copy points. He knocked 3,118 hits, counting the postseason. He scored 50 more runs than Ty Cobb or anyone else who ever played baseball. And he stole 500 more bases than Ty Cobb or anyone else who has ever played baseball. So, in the history of the sport, 50 more runs than anybody, 500 more bases than stolen bases than anybody. That's what you're talking about here for a guy who played into his mid-40s. So when you want to talk about your Tom Brady's and your LeBron James, that's fine. But don't forget how long Ricky Henderson played and played well. Like he, this one's bothersome because it feels really weird that Ricky Henderson's dead to me. Like I,
at 65.
That's crazy.
And we still don't know the cause, right? Like it's, I don't think his family has said a word since he went down. Bill James also said, quote, without exaggerating one inch, you can find 50 Hall of Famers who, all taken together, don't own as many records and as many important records as Ricky Henderson.
I'm seeing that pneumonia is what got him.
God, it's 65?
I mean, he also had the great party trick of the leadoff home run.
The best ever.
Oh, yeah.
Like, he was...
You want to know what else he did as a leadoff man? He walked like 800 times as a leadoff man. So you start an inning facing Ricky Henderson. You're like, no matter what you do, don't give him first base. And he walked 796 different times to lead off an inning. It's more than Lou Brock, Roberto Clemente, Luis Aparicio, Ernie Banks, Kirby Puckett, Ryan Sandberg. That they walked in their entire careers. Like, if you took all of their walks against just him leading off innings, he has more than all of them.
And he was one of those guys, you know, when baseball was certainly this game of superstars, he was the, if he was coming to Arlington, like if the A's were coming to town, dad would say, we're going to see Ricky Henderson play.
100%.
And the kids, me, I'm like, oh my God, really? Yes, please.
The absolute superhero of our youth. And I'm certainly not going to let his trifecta segment pass without saying that one of the coolest things that's ever happened to me is Ricky Henderson gave me the finger.
When you were at a Brewers game?
Yes.
Where'd he put it?
Thought I was helping his positioning in left field by telling him he's playing too shallow, probably thinking that Cecil Cooper was about to fire one over his head. But as an 18-year-old... He found me annoying enough that he sort of half turned his head but didn't look right at me, but then just put the finger up and...
A no-look finger.
It was honestly like I had just scored a touchdown as my friends and I celebrated that Ricky Henderson...
He knows I exist!
Flipped wow. me the bird.
Dude, so he won multiple World Series. He was an MVP. In 1990, he batted 325, scored 119 runs, stole 65 bases, hit 28 home runs, his MVP season. Again, he stole over 100 bases in three different seasons. Like, of all the records that are untouchable, that may be the one that'll, the most untouchable record of him out there. You may find a guy, probably the strikeout record too from Nolan. But that one is way, way high up there. He was a god amongst gods. He got traded from the Yankees back to the A's World Series year. And he was only hitting 245 at the time. And they were like, you know what? You're probably getting a little old. We're done with you. And he hit 500 during a 20-game stretch at the very end of the year to lead the A's into the playoffs. He was the MVP of the ALCS. He batted 400 with 8 runs scored, 7 walks, and 8 stolen bases. And then the next year was his... They swept San Francisco in the World Series. Then he wins the AL MVP that year. Then he won another World Series in 93 with the Blue Jays. And, I mean, he was a walking god. So
And he was nuts.
Crazy nuts.
And he loved himself, too.
He talked about himself third person. There's so
they
much.
Gave him the mic after he got the stolen base record. Why would they do that for Ricky Henderson? He's the greatest of all time.
And that's the crazy part is during games and in interviews, he's like on first base and he would look at the pitcher going, Ricky's about to run. I mean, he was totally nuts.
Yeah. So, just to be clear, 1,406 career stolen bases. And Donovan, as our baseball expert, how many active players have 300 stolen bases? He has 1,406. If you want to talk unbreakable records, here you go. How many players in Major League Baseball today have even 300 in their career?
1.
No. I'm going to say 10.
The answer is 2.
Oh, my God.
Thank you.
35-year-old Starling Marte and 34-year-old Jose Altuve.
That's nuts.
And that's the list. Crazy. And they are both over 1,000 short of Ricky Henderson. 1,000.
So whose record did he break? Maury Wills?
Lou Brock,
Lou
right?
Lou Brock, that's right. That's right.
But now he has like 500 more than Lou Brock.
So we were in Vegas in 2001, I believe. The wife and I were. And she's watching me lose money playing blackjack. I told her to please go somewhere else because she's really bothering me. So she walks over and starts playing blackjack at another table. And about 45 minutes later, I get up from the table. I walk over. I see her. And she's sitting there at this table. And I was like, walk up. And I'm like, how you doing? She's like, oh, I'm doing good. I want you to meet my new friend, Ricky. And this guy turns around and looks up at me. And I was like, oh, my God, Ricky Henderson. And Ricky had apparently been floating her a couple of bucks here and there.
Did you introduce him to LeVar Arrington?
Yeah, I was like,
was
whoa.
This an indecent proposal?
I don't know, but he certainly paid her way into that table, I do believe.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's way better than getting the finger.
She had no idea.
Well, did Julie?
Come on! She had...
Sir, my story was about the finger. This story is not.
Like, she gets up from the table. I go, do you know who that is? She's like, no, I have no idea. I'm like, oh, my God. It's like one of the best 20 baseball players to ever play the game. And then, of course, in our old bit, our old famous bit.
Hey, Ricky.
Where a guy that used to work here named Greg Williams was being impersonated by Gordo. We had the Ricky Henderson hypothetical as he was trying to do the overcusser.
Okay, we'll practice one. I'll tell you what. I'll just be some spare to fair. Just pretend like I'm Ricky Henderson, okay?
All right.
And you can overcuss Ricky Henderson.
All right. Here it goes. I'm going to take a more active role in this job. Okay. Hey, Ricky.
Yeah.
You.
No, hang on. That's not what you need to
What's
do.
What's wrong? What, everyone good?
No, you need to ask a question.
Oh, okay. Ask a question. Hey, Ricky.
Yeah.
Greg Williams with the ticket.
Right.
Ricky, do you need to take a Do you take a
Greg,
you got in your ass?
Oh, man.
That's a question, yes, but you might want to use a sports angle. That normally works. You want to make
it a normal
question and just pack it with curse words.
All right, like what?
A good example would be Ricky Henderson. He's the all-time stolen base leader. So just... ask him somehow a question about stolen bases and just throw a couple of F-bombs and S-bombs in there. It's really easy.
Okay. Hey, Ricky. Gary Hammer, AM 13.
Hey, it's good to meet you.
Yeah, you're like the all-time base stealer.
Right.
Does that make you want to f*** me?
I got an ass.
All right, there you go. That's actually a cool idea. I don't like
how about that one?
So no,
you like that one?
Good.
How about that one?
Ricky Henderson.
Ricky, how dirty is your ass?
All right, enough.
How dirty is it?
Ricky Henderson dead at the age of 65. Gone too soon, Lando.
He's absolutely in.
Deej.
I guess.
Ham.
Worthy.
Donovan.
Of course.
Yes.
Yes.
Yay,
unanimous.
Yay and yay and here. Ricky Henderson is in with President Jimmy Carter.
Both unanimous.
Yeah, I think Jimmy Carter may be a little bit shocked with who he has to live with, but
yeah.
It should be fun.
No. I think it will be fun.
I think they'll get along.
I think they will too.
Hey, Ricky.
I hope so.
Hey, give Ricky some peanuts,
hey,
Jimmy.
Could we possibly complete that room with a third unanimous selection?
Highly doubtful, but we'll see next week.
Who do you have in mind?
Next Wednesday.
I don't know.
Okay.